friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good.
Are you feeling cracky today?
No, I told you my fucking stomach was hurting.
Oh, yeah. But I did the fofo. You gotta let me do it again
before I feel leave. Better now.
Okay.
It felt better. It felt better after that, and then it felt better when I just like drinking more water and kind of just chilling out. I just don't think I can eat hot Cheetos anymore.
They've burnt a hole in there.
Dude, I pay the price every time. I thought switching to Puffs would make it go away, and I was wrong. Maybe it's because the ones I got, like the Puffs I got recently, were in a black bag, which they normally aren't. So I don't know if maybe they're supercharged. No,
they've rebranded.
Oh, that's true. You're right. That is true. Yeah. Okay, they're probably the same then. I think
you're just old.
I've hit the limit. You've
met your maker.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Every time I eat hot chips now, not anything spicy does that to me. But for some reason, those fucking radioactive chips, when I like wake up the next morning, my stomach hurts.
You guys, when those Facebook videos went around of people like lighting a hot Cheeto on fire and it would just sit still. My dad, he had a heyday and he was sending us that video every day.
God.
Don't eat these chips. They're radioactive.
My dad is always doing that. I'm like, well, you think you just fell out of a coconut tree? That's my response to.
That's me saying, I don't give a fuck if they light my stomach on fire. I'm going to keep eating them.
Yeah. And turns out that's right. No one tell him.
That's why I switched to the little baby bags. Because then if you just have one, it's like just enough hot Cheeto.
I just don't think but I can have any
if
anymore.
I have a big bag, I don't know my limit. But when I have, when they're pre-portioned.
That's me with anything.
That's meal prepping. When they're meal prepped for me, then I have better control.
Yeah, guys, meal prep your hot Cheetos. get snack size ones, and it's all about portion control.
You won't eat too many, and then you won't get
sick.
Believe
it or not, it's 80% diet.
Yeah. That's what the experts say.
Me and Billy make that joke all the time. Like,
that was in our New York vlog.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all, you're saying that you have 7 sausage patties? Shut up.
Believe it or not, it's 80% diet.
Shut up.
Believe it or not. New York or in London?
No, New York. We're in the lounge. We just posted a vlog.
Yeah, y'all are missing out. There are vlogs on Patreon. Yeah. A lot of y'all have been telling us to do vlogs, to which I'm like, no. And by that I mean I am too, like, I got too many things going on. I don't know how the vlog girls do it. I really don't know how they do this shit. Like, when I was like, that's why when I did TikTok in the mix, I was like, oh, I'll just do a vlog as like my last.
It is so hard to remember that you're supposed to be filming.
Dude, I filmed, this is not a joke, I filmed 4 clips in the morning, not one clip for 9 hours. 4 clips.
And then I'll see someone else filming. I go, oh, fuck, I'm supposed to be filming. And then I'll start doing
it. And then it's followed up with me texting everyone that was with me. And I'm like, does anybody have any footage at all? Please send it to me so I can build my video that I have to post for a brand deal.
I don't think I sent you any of my clips because I was like, these are for the Patreon. Sorry.
I was like, sorry. Does anybody have any clips? Me starting a shared album and I don't put anything in it.
Yeah, this is for you.
Hey guys, remember to put your stuff in the shared album.
Thanks.
Is there anyone worse? There's no one worse than that guy.
Like, I love this shared album, but like, leave me alone.
I just like, if someone, first of all, that's a big reason why I'm always like, no, you can use my phone, because I don't want to have to ask for the pictures. But let's just say someone else took them. I immediately get them. I'm like, hey, can I get those from you right now?
It's so annoying.
Immediately, because otherwise you're that guy. Hey guys, does anyone have pics? Hey guys, don't forget to add stuff to the shared album.
I know Alex loves to make shared albums. Alex is
no, here. They're great, but at least when she starts them,
no, but then it's funny because
I don't have a problem with shared albums.
No, I'm saying I like them, but I don't remember to put stuff in there, and I'll post pictures, and she'll text me, "Why didn't you put that in the shared album? I forgot."
No, at least when Alex starts them, Alex is here, by the way, guys. Yeah. At this point, she lives at this house.
Yeah,
two in addition to her own house, but. At least when she starts them, she automatically puts stuff in it. That's what I do when I start shared albums. I automatically put stuff in it.
Yeah, if I start it, I'll do it. If someone else starts it and invites me, I don't remember to put anything in there. But I love to look in there, and I love to take stuff from it.
I'm like, wow, this is such a great pick of me.
This is so helpful. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Me taking and never giving.
Never giving.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Anyways, how are you feeling?
Good. I'm tired. I started my period yesterday.
Woohoo.
I have a lot of cycle siblings. A lot of people were messaging me yesterday on Instagram.
Oh, really?
We're synced.
Yeah. I had mine a couple weeks ago. So I'm good.
I'm like on day 2, which I feel like day one, two, and three are the worst. And yeah. then four, it's done, and then I'm good.
And four, I tell myself, I'm done.
I just told you that. Like, you know when you just tell your uterus, you're like, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
I'm not putting one more tampon in.
Hey, knock it off.
Yeah.
Or just like, guess what? I'm ruining every pair of underwear. Like, I'm not putting one more goddamn tampon in.
But I was telling her, just as easy as I can tell my body that's enough bleeding, I wish I could tell my body, let's start this now. Let's get it over with. Same. Nothing's worse than the build up to it.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, my periods used to be at the beginning of the month. Now they're in the middle, and I hate that. I'd rather be at the very beginning. Get it over with.
Yeah.
As soon as it's the first, I want to be done by the fifth. I don't want to be dealing with that.
My period, like, without fail, always comes when I'm on vacation or traveling. That is not a joke. Every single time I get on a plane to go somewhere else, I get my period. Like, a beach vacation, period. The snow in London, period.
Period.
South Carolina, period. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
London.
Yeah, I had it in London. And you know what's fucked up? In London, I had it early. Like, it came early.
Yeah.
Because I was stressed. And that happens to me. So it came early, and I had it all the way until South Carolina, because then that's when I had my actual period. Mm. So it's like you have that, like, breakthrough shit.
The pregame.
Yeah.
The actual
yeah,
party.
Yeah, y'all pregame your periods? Chat, comment down below if you pregame your periods.
Chat, put blood emojis in the chat below, please.
Chat, comment down below if you tell your uterus to stop. That's why I'm like, I'll bleed through every underwear I have.
I said my piece. Whether or not she wants to listen, that's not my fault.
Looks like we're both sitting in this mess together then, yeah. Girl. Don't know what to tell you. Because then when you have tampons, like when you're at the end, there's nothing on them.
I know. And then I am pulling a plunger out of there.
Girl, a dry tampon?
Yeah.
Might as well shove a toilet brush up there.
Dude, it hurts.
It does. It chafes.
It hurts.
It feels like I have a wedgie, but inside my vagina. What's going on in there?
I don't like it.
I don't need that. I don't need, like, it's just so, and then you're walking and it feels like you have a pool noodle between your legs.
But it's completely
dry. You know when you put it between your legs and you jump in the pool?
Yeah.
But when you're walking with it, that's how it feels.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
You feel ridiculous.
Yeah, it's humiliating. Every time when you change it, you're
everyone knows my tampon's dry. That's how it feels.
Nobody in this room can tell that my tampon is dry. And it's hurting me.
Why is she walking like that, Lemieux?
And nobody knows in this room that my tampon hurts. And I'm being so brave about it.
Nobody knows.
And I'm being so brave about it.
My tummy hurts and I'm being so brave about it. No. My tampon hurts and I'm being so brave about it. That's what the meme should say.
I'm being really chill about it.
I tried period underwear. I just can't do it. I tried really hard to make it a thing.
Here's what I will say. If you do the thing we do where we're like, I'm done. Take it or leave it, bitch.
I'm done.
To myself.
Yeah.
And I'm still bleeding. When I have period underwear then, mm-hmm. that's fine. That works great. Yeah. Because then it's like, it's not that much.
It's just enough for it to catch it.
Yeah. But like for day one and two, if you wear those period underwear, you're stronger than me, because I genuinely feel like I'm holding, like, I don't even fucking know.
Like the Declaration of Independence in between my legs.
I have like a soaking wet beach towel between my legs. Like, it feels like I literally messed myself like I'm
literally,
a baby.
I bled one time through the underwear and I was like, can't wear them anymore. It's too much. And
through the period underwear?
Yeah. And they were like heavy duty. Heavy duty. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I got a heavy flow.
That's what I said. Days one and two, you're crazy.
Once I bled through it, I was like, you know what? I got to go back
to
tampons.
Those must be people who have like period lights. You know, it's like Michelob Ultra light.
I have Michelob Ultras, yeah, and you guys have Michelob Ultra lights. That's why.
Like Modelo light.
Yeah.
Modelo doesn't have a light. It's just Michelob Ultra.
Corona light. They have a light.
Corona beer. Light, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like I have Modelo Negro and you guys have Corona lights.
I was gonna say, no, it's like you guys have like seltzer uteruses and mine's like the thickest, like
mine's a quarter coffee beer.
Yeah. IPA type shit.
Mine's an Irish brewed
port.
IPA.
It's
mine's a lager.
it's not a light fruity summer beer.
You guys got vodka crayons and I got a fucking Irish lager between my legs, bitch.
Bailey's between my legs, dude. It's horrifying down there.
I'm fucking cracking. You ever
had that?
That's
what we call it because we love the Tampax Ultra. Is that what they're called? Mm. Do you still use those? I use those.
Tampax?
No, the Ultras.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because every time I ask you for a tampon, you give me a super, and I don't know what I'm
supposed to do.
Because
that's all I have. Because I burned through the ultras. Because I have
when you date
a fucking lager.
When you date people with uteruses, like, in lesbian relationship, like, you run through tampons like crazy. It's insane.
Yeah, I know. You got to set aside
the power of two for one.
Part of your budget, 25% of it has to be allocated to
just
tampons.
Just tampons, yeah.
Just, like, any sort of feminine
hygiene.
Oh, but
we call the Tampax ultras, those are called Michelob ultras.
Yeah, we have Michelob ultras, and you guys have...
super light, dainty
snow white deer
skinny.
In the woods, two drops of blood light. That's what you guys have.
And mine looks like a massacre.
Mine's a fucking oil spill. It's horrible.
It's horrifying.
Oh my god, we were talking about that with Brittany, huh?
Yeah.
We were talking about Victoria's Secret underwear. How it's like,
I was saying,
the cheapest underwear.
You can get 5 pairs of the thinnest panties you've ever seen in your life for only, now I think it's like $30. And yeah. And that's why I said, if I get my period in those, I have to throw them away. I can't save them. There's no point.
The way they discolor almost immediately.
Yeah.
I have so many other pairs of underwear that don't do that.
All mine do that.
No, like, it does it, but a little. Yeah, I'm saying, like, it literally will.
It's like, I get it where it's like where my crotch goes, but why is it like that in my butt crack? That
but
doesn't
it,
make
like,
sense.
It melts.
Why is it discolored on the back part?
No, it's literally, it melts it.
Yeah.
That's why we were joking that it disintegrates the underwear. Like, your chonies are in two pieces.
They're like edible chonies almost. Like, they're just disintegrating between my legs.
They're crotchless panties.
Maybe that's the point of them.
And it's like I'm emitting an acid out of there. Like, it's the most toxic
sludge.
Like
a phosphorus gas or something's coming out. Yeah.
That's why I said, like, I don't have Victoria's Secret underwear anymore for obvious reasons. But, like, I literally told Dayson and Brittany, I was like, when I'd get my period in those, it looked like those ducklings that you save after an oil spill.
The BP oil spill, yeah.
Girl, they're just like, they disintegrate.
That's why I said they make Dawn dish soap ads out of my underwear. Here's how to save your underwear using Dawn dish soap.
Yeah, like, you bitches can just wash it all cute in the washer, and I have to bleach and tone my fucking underwear.
Asking for a bleach and tone.
I have to bleach and tone my panties.
Bleach and tone my panties, and then I have to use that spin brush that they use on TikTok Live all the time to clean your toilets.
Remember the one that they used to have in YouTube videos all the time? What was that one called?
Oh, the Vanity Planet. My first big paycheck, I bought one of those. Dude, if you ever want to use
it,
if you've ever wanted to use something that strips all layers of your skin, you can use my code DAYSON20 for 20% off your Vanity Planet.
Like, and then you pull it back in, it's just bone. Like,
you see my teeth.
Yeah, you look like the cab driver in Halloween Town.
No, literally, that's what gua shas
like,
are made out of.
You look like you best start believing in ghost stories. You're in one. When you walk into the moonlight, me,
dead men tell no tales, head ass.
Me after using the Vanity Planet.
I'm trying to remember whose code I used.
I look like Captain Barbosa.
I was
like
Harvey Two Face type shit. I'm like,
when he's in the hospital and he goes, yeah, like that.
That was me after using the Vanity Planet spin brush. And then they're like, use this one. It's a literal pumice stone. Where does it go?
A pumice stone?
Yeah.
Why the fuck? I've been giving you pumice stones.
I'm not joking. There's a pumice stone on it.
For your face.
Yeah. Get all your blackheads out with that. Well, yeah. If I use a fucking 4-grit sandpaper, you'd do the same shit.
What, you know, I can also just put a blowtorch on my face. Yeah. I'm sure that would get rid of them.
My skin's all raw and red.
It's just muscle.
Tissue.
It's all your fucking, like, your
awful
veins.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I look like that anatomy book where you flip each page to different parts of the body.
Different layers.
Yeah, it's just translucent.
Holy shit. That's so funny.
I probably use, like, I'm trying to think of whose code
also,
I used. It had to have been Emma Chamberlain or, like, Summer McKean
also,
or something.
Also, that Vanity Planet, bro, that shit spins at 30 miles an hour.
I know. That's what it feels like. Like, with Zamboni, the Zambonis use those when they're cleaning the ice.
Like, yeah, those little
a
hand
fucking
ones.
Jackhammer, dude. Yeah. Yeah, to polish the ground, to polish the high school gymnasium. They use the same bristles on the Vanity Planet spin brush.
Like, when it's,
there should be
when
a class action lawsuit against the Vanity Planet spin brush.
When it's fucking spinning like that, and you can't see it because it's going so
fast, it's
invisible.
If I have to two-hand grip the brush, like, because one hand is just going wild, yeah. That's crazy.
It's like you're shooting a gun.
Yeah.
Your whole body is
I'm using that and St. Ives
fucking scrub on my face at the same time.
It's like the sheer force of it shaking is like those shitty little massage chairs in the mall.
Yeah.
When you sit and it's like
the same motor.
The ones why. In the nail salon that like it feels like you're being kicked in the back.
Dude, one time we got our nails done, or we got pedicures at this salon. We were there for 3 hours, right?
Horrifying.
And I remember my mom, she said her back hurt because my mom loves to leave the massage chair on. I hate it, so I turn it off.
I like it sometimes, but it's so rough. But
that one felt like there were human arms in it because it was like, you know, usually it's just like kind of moving your body. Like my mom's was like this. Like, yeah. Back, well, no wonder your fucking neck hurts. You're getting beat up for 3 hours.
Yeah, dude. It's like punched in the back a million times.
Yeah.
Anyways, sometimes I wish I had a massage chair in my house that wasn't awful.
I just gave you a massage on your stomach because it hurt. It did the fofo, and then the babies give you massages all the time.
Yeah, them standing on my, like, literally Tuna will stand on my fucking sternum.
Yeah.
Just to look. Like, there's no reason he needs to do. It's like, I literally told my mom, like, he stands on people like fucking billy goats. Like, you know those pictures of them standing on the side of a mountain? Like, yeah. He could probably do that. Probably.
But then he'd fall because he wouldn't be able to hear that he's coming to the edge of a cliff or something, you know?
I don't even know, to be honest. Those two, yeah, Tuna came in here and pissed on the carpet, so.
He was sniffing for a long time. I let him come in here because I never let them come in here, and those are the biggest mistakes.
And that's why. And that right there is why.
He just sounds like he's going.
I know. I told Billy that when he's sleeping, his snoring is so like.
Me.
It's a cartoon ass sleep. No, he literally.
He has a little nightcap on.
It sounds like this. Like a fucking hum.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Billy he sounds like a dragon sleeping under a castle. Mm-hmm. Like you'd walk by and you'd hear chains clinking because he has it on his neck. Like the one in Shrek.
Yeah, there's like smoke coming around.
Yeah, and he's like. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So
you have to tiptoe past him.
Yeah.
But then you do, and then you're like, wait, he can't hear me.
You have to tiptoe like. Like that. Like Johnny Bravo.
I hated that show.
Me too. He was also a predator.
Oh.
That's okay if we say it. He was.
Let's talk about it.
He never took no for an answer.
First time being cool for
derogatory.
Real.
First time being cool for real. No, it. Yeah, it was giving Predator, honestly. Maybe that's why I hated that show.
Because he was always hitting on everyone. I don't remember.
Yeah, he was like a ladies man. That was like kind of his thing.
The only
doesn't Johnny Bravo feel fake when we're talking about it?
Yeah.
When we're talking about it right now, it feels like a fake. Like that wasn't a real show.
No, like I made it up.
Yeah. That's so weird. Now that I think about it, I don't really know if I know what it's about. I know that he's a ladies man. I know that's like part of
his appeal.
The spiel, yeah, with him. But okay.
I didn't like many shows on Cartoon Network.
And he would always say things like, hey, little mama. Like he would talk like Elvis almost. Mm-hmm. Well, Austin Butler.
Elvis was the first. Yeah, sorry. Austin Butler was the first
as
person.
Elvis. Yeah. As
did you
Johnny
see
Bravo.
JoJo Siwa was saying that Elvis was the first. She's crediting for her gay pop music revival. That Elvis was the first person to ever not care what anyone thought about him.
She said that.
I swear on my life.
Like she verbatim said that?
Yeah.
Was that in her fuck-ass interview?
Yeah, and she said, I'm going to do something that no one's ever done before.
Yeah, it was in that interview?
In the same interview.
And she said the first person to not care was Elvis.
Uh-huh. But you're making gay pop music, which has been around for 100 years.
What was her reasoning behind citing Elvis? Because that's the last movie she saw.
I think because boy wears makeup, that's gay, doesn't care.
There were many men who wore makeup before Elvis.
I don't work for JoJo Siwa, so I actually don't know, but I'll ask her later the next time I see
okay
her.
Yeah, go ahead and update me. Okay. That's insane. That's an insane thing to say. A white man who stole music from black artists.
Yeah.
I would argue that he didn't care about what a very specific group of people thought because he was riding their back for views.
That's true.
I would argue, yeah.
Riding. Imagine saying that you're riding my back for views in whatever year he was born. Yeah.
Me at Elvis. You're just riding my dick for views.
You yelling at Austin Butler for that?
And I will.
One day.
God, I want to talk to Austin Butler so bad.
I miss him. I wish he was here.
Miss him.
Austin, come in.
Miss you, girl. Miss you, girl.
Miss you.
I want to talk to him so bad.
What do you think he's doing right now?
Being annoying.
Do you think he smokes cigarettes?
He's terrorizing someone, I'm sure.
I just know it.
Me, I just like, it's like him and Glenn Powell. I gotta find a way to bring them up every episode so I can make fun of them.
Yeah, well, someone just commented that.
They've never done anything to me.
You're being mean to Glenn Powell is part of, new ACU bit alert, hating Glenn Powell with our entire chest.
Listen, I don't hate them.
I just do what everyone's too scared to do. I'm being brave.
You're
for
the
all
first
of
person
us.
To ever do that. Congratulations.
I don't even know anything. I don't know nearly enough about Glenn Powell or Austin Butler to really warrant me making jokes, but I think if you throw me a layup, I'm going to have to dunk it. You know what I mean?
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk to him so bad. I want to talk to him, but only about being from Anaheim.
Yeah.
That's all I want to talk to him about.
What do you think of the packing district? You moved away before they finished it. What do you think of it?
So the accent. What part of Anaheim did you get that from?
Yeah.
Just curious. Does your phone number start with a 949? Just curious.
The girlies are saying that was not right, but if you believe it, I believe it too.
What?
That the area code's 949 for Anaheim.
It is.
It's not. Remember, I looked it up. I think it's 714.
It's also 714, but 949 is also Anaheim.
The Anaheim area code is 714.
It's also 949.
Okay.
Don't lie to me.
It also says 647.
That's
657.
That's
absolutely not true.
That's a lie.
Absolutely not true.
What else is going on with me? Oh, watch the... as you guys know, whenever Alex is here, I'm held at gunpoint to watch new things. But lately, I've been watching new things on my own, so it was very easy. But we watched the movie Not Okay, which you've already seen.
Yeah, with Zoe Deutsch.
I was like, Dutch? What's her last name? Deutsch?
I don't know how to say it, but that girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Dylan O'Brien's in it.
Speaking of...
Dylan O'Brien with a buzz bleach dye job? Into it. I'm into it.
Zoe in that movie... well, I was telling Alex, every time I see her in a movie, I feel like she looks like a different person, but I feel like that's because she blends so well in her character, but I always think she's a different person.
I used to mix up her and Haley Lu Hu, I think is her name, from White Lotus season 2. She played Portia. I mix them up all the time.
I'm inclined to believe you. I have no idea who that is.
I like her a lot. She makes me laugh. I like Haley. But...
Oh, nice. Well, she was Zoe was really good in that movie.
You know who Zoe is dating? I don't know if they're together anymore. Jimmy Tatro.
Interesting.
Yeah.
From YouTube Ledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
The Bros of Simi Valley. Yeah.
And I remember he was in Grown Ups. That was the first time I saw him. Yeah, Grown Ups. Oh my God, that guy's on YouTube.
He's also in Theater Camp. If you guys haven't watched that movie is so funny with Ben Platt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we did try to watch Zone of Interest. We started, didn't finish it because we all fell asleep.
Because you guys don't understand art, so
clearly. Sometimes, guys, can I be vulnerable with you for a second? Sometimes I watch Oscar-contending movies, and I think to myself, "Am I the stupidest person alive, or is this movie boring?"
Sure,
I think that all the time. Like, remember when The Artist swept? Hate it.
Maybe we need to watch it as an adult.
I can tell you right now, I'm not gonna like it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm just an iPad
baby.
What's
the, you know, people like especially white people, they really jizz over space movies. Like, there's just something.
And movies about war.
Yeah, but movies in outer space, they just like go nuts for.
Yeah.
What's the one that Anne Hathaway's in? It's not Arrival. Is it Interstellar?
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway is an Interstellar. Okay, I didn't make that up.
Oh, okay.
I fell asleep halfway through.
Wait, so it was Interstellar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying.
Was Sandra Bullock in a space movie?
Is it Arrival? No, Arrival is... It looks like Jeremy Renner.
No, I don't know.
And Amy Adams. What's the space movie with Sandra Bullock?
If there is one.
Oh, Gravity.
Gravity. That's a good one. That's what I was talking about. Okay.
Oh, but
so I was... Okay, I'm so glad because I got really embarrassed for a second. Because I think Interstellar and Gravity both did really well their respective years when they went, like, throughout award season.
I know that Interstellar did because it's a Christopher Nolan movie. So yeah. I knew, yeah.
No, not, okay, so Interstellar is with Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
Okay, that one is good. I did watch that one.
Interstellar, I watched with my parents and Donovan. That's where that video of Donovan eating sour candy is from. Yeah. And I fell asleep and then I woke up and then I guessed the ending and then Donovan was like, how did you know that? You didn't even watch half the movie. Because I'm a film major, so...
A cinephile,
if you will. I watch films, if you will.
No, Gravity I had to watch for
Jessica Chastain. She's an Interstellar. Yeah. That's a good movie. And like all Anne Hathaway.
And, white women and white men.
And Timothée's in this one.
Which one?
Interstellar.
Oh, is he one of the kids?
I don't know. Probably. I have to rewatch it. I don't remember.
Speaking of him, you see how people are saying like his jawline's gone?
Yeah, because he stopped mewing.
He stopped sticking his tongue to the roof of his mouth.
Yeah.
Well... R.I.P. I guess. Remember when people tried to make me dress as him to go to Heidi Klum's party? That's a bummer.
If you get invited next year, you should still do it.
Every year I get invited, I dress like him again.
Yeah.
Then they stop inviting me because they're tired of seeing me wear the same outfit.
Every year it gets a little too realistic.
Every year they're just like, again with the shit.
Can you just... Yeah, walk the carpet. It's fine.
Well, anyways, back to my take on movies. Like, sometimes I just think I'm the dumbest bitch alive. That's how I feel when I look at art, too.
Yeah, with art, I feel like that, yeah.
It's like my brain is so pee-pee-poo-poo time that, mm-hmm. like, it just refuses to absorb any sort of high art. Like, I just don't have it. Remember when they said, what do you think is a man-made, like... One of the questions we got was, like, what do you think is, like, a man-made industry or culture or thing that we've created that is like so beach? Stupid? No.
The beach is man-made.
It's not. Not all beaches are man-made.
I know, I'm saying, but some beaches are.
I'm not talking literally man-made. I'm talking about, like, systems that we've created. Remember when...
I understand what you're saying. The question we got. I'm just comparing it.
Okay. I don't know why, but okay. What I was going to say was, what I said in that was fine dining. I'm like, I think fine dining is so fucking stupid. Like, I think it's stupid, not people love it, but, like, that we created something like that.
Oh, my gosh. When's last
more time so you, because it's elitist, but
when's last time that. You watched Always Be My Maybe? That movie is so funny.
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
No, I've watched a trailer, but.
Oh, there's a scene where they go to a restaurant, and it's really funny. So, like that.
It's just, like, I feel like such a, like, food mouth. Like, that's how I see food. Like, I don't need the dog and pony show.
I'm vibrating in place like squid. I don't give a fuck what
I'm eating. Girl, put my slop in a trough and I'll fucking eat it. Yeah. Like, I don't care. I don't need 72 forks to eat my bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Give me some... Guys, new hyperfixation snack unlocked. Who wants to hear it? I like to eat now those little Tillamook cheddar cheeses.
But they're not, you guys, they're not like the little ones that the are squares. Like little rectangles.
I had those ones too, though.
No, I know, but they're not those. They're like long cheese sticks.
Yeah, they're like...
they're good.
Yeah, so you like, you hold them like this.
Is it like it's like a mild cheddar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have kettle chips.
Those jalapeno brand, ones, the green
but the
ones.
Jalapeno yeah. flavor. Eat them together. New hyperfixation unlocked. I even got Dayson on it.
I only eat them when I come to your house. I don't eat them
yeah,
at my
but
house.
When she tried it, Billy goes, is it actually good or is Drew just a fucking weirdo? Because I eat weird combinations like that. I like to make charcuterie boards out of anything. Anything's a charcuterie board if you really put your mind to it.
If you really open up your mind to
you
it.
You separate textures and eat them together or at the same time at different times. It's a charcuterie
They're
board.
Good. It was good.
At the end of the day.
I'd say it's a 10 out of 10 combo.
You know what's funny is one time Billy's dad was like, I forget what we were talking about, but he was like, I made your, like, he had made something for me, but he was like, I made yours, like, a smaller portion. And he goes, because I know you're probably going to snack. And he's like, you're such a little snacker, which I was like, that seems rude. But we laughed about it, but it's because, like, I like to eat bites. I don't like to eat, like, I'll eat a meal, but, like, a lot of times if I'm at home, I'm just snacking.
Well, like, when we go to the restaurant, my favorite part of the meal is the appetizer. Like, I love appetizers.
I love a good app.
Right?
Damn.
You ever been on a date with someone who doesn't like to order appetizers? It's awful. Red flag.
No.
Immediately. Oh, we know you haven't. Immediate red flag to me. If you don't order an app for the table.
Yeah. Or don't even ask.
Yeah.
Like, you're not like, hey, does anyone want to have an app or whatever?
When they ask you guys want to order any appetizers, your first answer is no. I'm leaving.
That's how I feel when
I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to call Drew with tears in my eyes and then I'm going to go home.
That's how I feel when you're eating in a group and I'm the only one who gets soda. Like, why are you doing that?
Dude, the first time we got dinner with Caleb and Brittany, everyone had a soda and I was like, oh, I don't want one. I just want water. And Caleb was like, you think you're better than everyone? Get a fucking soda.
Yeah, I was like.
And then I
yeah,
did.
And that's my kind of crew. When everyone has soda and the weird one is the one who doesn't.
And then I got one and when I finished one, he goes, oh, they didn't want a soda though, huh? Fucking bitch.
I hate that too. I'm like, and that's why it's no matter where you are in the order line, it's humiliating if you're the only one who gets a soda. So like, if you go first, and they're like, "What do you want to drink?" You're like, "Oh, I'll have a soda," and everyone else goes, "Oh, water's good for me."
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, "What a dick move! I went first. I was brave."
I was vulnerable.
I walked out on that limb and nobody followed me. And then if you go last and you're like, I'll take a soda. And they're like, okay, so all waters and one soda.
Oh, dude. Why? Nothing more humiliating.
Why do you do that?
That's like, happened to you so many times,
hey, you don't have to repeat the order to me. Like, you're the one who has to remember it, not me.
But that's what's nice when we travel anywhere with Adam, because he will always get a soda.
That's
just
my
like
fucking
you.
Girl.
Yeah.
That's why I only hire people who have sodas at dinner.
Oh, that's great. I just read about all your experience. What do you order to drink when we're at a restaurant?
One last question for you. Let's say we're at a restaurant and the waitress goes, hey,
what would you like to drink?
What's your knee jerk response? And if they go, just water for me, we'll call you.
we'll make a decision in a couple of days.
I'll have my people reach out when it's time. Thanks for your time. Log off the Zoom.
Fucking idiot.
You'll never work a day in this town.
That's how you make it big. You have to drink soda at every meal. Dude, we went to two lunches.
Brittany's a soda bitch too.
We went to two lunches back to back for work meetings for Drew.
Yep.
And the first one she had a soda, of course. And then before we left that one to go to the next one, she looked at me and she goes, and if you think I'm not getting another soda, you're wrong.
Yeah, everyone's like, maybe I'll try this mocktail. Maybe I was like, I'm getting a soda.
Speaking of how fine dining is stupid, how come?
Oh my God, I already know what you're going to say. I already know what you're going to say.
They're doing this thing. So Jam does this too. Love you, Jam. But why do they do this where you go, can I have a soda or can I get a Diet Coke? They go, we don't have that. We have healthy sodas.
We actually have different kinds of sodas that taste almost identical. Hey, wrong.
They don't.
You know what's funny is you're lying to
they
me.
Don't. You know what soda you should have back there that's healthy and does taste like soda is Poppy's. If you're gonna don't fucking give me a Sprite, but I watched you make it behind the bar.
You can have whatever you want outside of the standard sodas. I don't give a fuck what you add to the menu. Just put regular shit on there. Like when they're like, oh, we actually don't carry those. We actually get. It's also the uppity too they give too, because you're like, oh, can I have a Diet Coke? And they go,
we're actually not disgusting and gross and weird.
We actually really, you know, have an ethical issue with aspartame. So, but what we do have is a fruity tooty, bubbly pink princess drink. How would you like that? It tastes just like Sprite,
and it doesn't.
And it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
It tastes like a ginger soda. And not a good one. Not ginger ale.
It just tastes like soda water, and you guys like put the vibes of a Sprite mm-hmm. in there. Like you were just like, tastes like a Sprite, tastes like a Sprite, tastes like a Sprite.
Then he brought it to me. You put a lime in a soda water and you told me that's a Sprite, I'll kill you.
Who am I, Phil? That's a silly ass joke that none of you are gonna get. But our manager, Phil, every time we go eat, he always gets soda water.
No one but chugs soda water as much as him.
Like,
not even me.
Always soda water. So I said, oh my Phil.
Sometimes he spices it up and he gets a little lime in there.
Yeah. It's always soda water. I'm not kidding. Every time. It's always soda water.
Yeah. I was like, he has something against real water, I guess. I don't really know. But yeah, they do that. Or worse, we went to a restaurant and they didn't have any soda.
God.
For Drew.
You know, I was like,
I'm not disgusting, so I
was like, it's all right. My car's coming around right now. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Close on my tab. You didn't order anything. Well, close it.
Can I just get the check? They haven't even taken my order. I'm just angry.
I'll just get the. It's fine. It's okay. I brought my own.
I knew you were going to say that, actually.
You know, like everyone liked those SodaStream things.
Yeah.
They don't work.
Really?
No. It tastes like that. There's Diet Coke flavoring. I'm all, Diet Coke water. It doesn't taste the same.
Dude, you know how, like, I don't know if you've ever seen this. Like, I follow these, like, two girls that do fitness stuff. I don't follow a lot of fitness people outside of Billy. But, like, there was this thing going around in that side of the internet where when they would go out, they would get, like, vodka sodas, and then they would bring Mio's.
Yes.
And they would, pour it in there. Give me one of those, but it makes it a Diet Coke. And I don't want essence of a Diet. I want it to taste like I cracked open a DC.
Yeah, like, instead of turning water into wine, make water into Diet Coke.
Yeah, like, let's give me a Mio that does that. And I don't need all the fucking tools to make it. Like, I just put two drops
in
there.
That's why I felt using this SodaStream. I'm like, what, am I going to churn my own butter next? I'm not fucking doing that. I'm going to buy Diet Coke from the store.
All of it's fun in theory. But then when it comes down to me having to do anything past
drinking it
out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, even when my soda isn't in my fridge and I have to make a cup of ice, like, that's taxing to me. Can you imagine me, I'm curating my own bubbles? Yeah, I'm not doing that. Love you, though.
Do you like Diet Coke more than Diet Dr. Pepper?
No.
You like Dr. Pepper more?
Yeah, but I'm going through a real DC phase right now. I think that's but I think that's only because they almost always they always have Diet Coke, but they never have Diet Dr.
Pepper.
When
we went to Caleb's party and you said, "Oh, can I get a DC?" right?
I didn't say that. Brittany did.
Oh, Brittany did. And then you said,
and I said, make it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy said, what are they? What is that? I'm all, what? And he goes, what's a DC? I'm all, oh, it's a Diet Coke. You fucking nerd. You don't know
that's
that.
Literally, Brittany goes, I'll take a DC if you're offering. That's what she said. And then I said, make it too.
Make it a double.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're doing a part two to things your exes did and then you stayed. What did you think of last week's episode?
First of all, pour one out for them. Some of them were pretty awful. But I think y'all really, really loved that topic because I feel like y'all find sense of community.
Yeah.
And just intentionally looking the other way when horrible things happen. So
we've all done it.
We've all done it.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Like someone commented on our video yesterday. They wrote, my ex barely brushes teeth and when we would kiss, stuff would come off in my mouth. The first time that happens, I'm going,
stuff.
I'm spitting it out and I'm getting up and I'm leaving.
Stuff.
What would you do if you were kissing someone and a tonsil stone from their mouth went into your mouth?
I'd do this. Ew! What the fuck? What was that?
No, it tastes like shit.
No, like, what the fuck? No, you know what? Like, it's fine. You know what? Like, I just think. You need
get
to go.
Out.
Go. You need to go. Like, get I out. Just, like, I don't feel good anymore. And, like, I'd be like this. Or it would be like this. What was that? And I'm just like, screaming.
I just know that that's happened to someone. I feel
and then
it
you
in
hear,
my bones.
And then all you hear is my feet, like, running to the bathroom. And I'm going, and brushing my teeth. It's so, it's still there. I can still taste it.
And you don't have any fucking toothpaste in here.
And I'm like, ew. In the bathroom. You just hear me outside the door. No, you know what? You hear me? No, this is what I do. I do all that. And then I go in the bathroom and I slam the door. And then you'd hear me and I'd be like, no, like, it like came, got in my fucking mouth. It's fucking gross. No, yeah, I'm going fucking home, dude. This is fucking disgusting. I'll make something up. It's fine. And then I come out, and then I go,
hey, my friend called me. She really
so,
needs me.
So, really bad news. I just Sorry. Got an emergency call. I have to leave suddenly.
My mom told me I have to come home right now.
Or I come out, and I'm just like, I gotta go. Why? Well, because I'm fucking disgusted now. Is that what you want me to say?
Okay.
That's fucking horrible.
What are you gonna do? Okay, are you ready to get into these?
Yeah.
Okay, this first one's from Karina. She said, my parents took me and my ex to a really fancy dinner for Christmas. I drove and we all ordered food.
Okay.
He then was texting me yelling that he needed my keys to leave and go home to play Call of Duty with his friend because his friend had cancer. His friend didn't have cancer. He was just balding. And when I got back, he asked if I brought him the food. You didn't pack up my filet mignon to go? You just left it at the restaurant?
The way, if I saw the, I'd just be ignoring the text. I you know what I would do? I have my phone and I'd read that text and I'd go. Anyways, what were we saying? I'm ignoring you.
Yeah, it goes like this.
Bring it up in front of my parents. Bring it up. I dare you.
Why are you texting me? Just, I don't know why you're texting me. Just bring it up.
What are you texting me about? That's what I was doing. Making the dinner awkward.
Why are you texting me? Just say it out loud.
He says, I have to get home and play Call of Duty. My friend has cancer. What? Well, those two things don't belong in a sentence together. Let's open that up. What are you talking about? Your friend has cancer and that means you immediately have to go home and play. How do those two things correlate?
I guess.
Is he like, is there like a bomb strapped to his chest? If I don't get home in 10 minutes, who knows what will happen? What the fuck?
He could die at any second.
And you get home and you're all, you didn't even bring me my fucking leftovers. Dude. You know what? If I had the leftovers, I'd be like, no, I have them right here. And I'd open them up and I'd throw them hard as fuck at the wall. Ugh! There's your fucking leftovers. That's crazy. And my parents are involved? Yeah, no, fuck that.
Dude.
Honestly, if it came to my family and you did some disrespectful shit like that, I'll light you up in front of my family. I'll bring it up and everybody at the table will get a churn.
Yeah.
to make fun of you. And then guess what? No
and
dinner.
And to drive your car back?
That's what I said. If I'm getting those, I'm ignoring them.
No.
I dare
get
you to
an
bring
Uber.
It up.
Get an Uber.
I dare you to bring it up in front of my family. Dude, men who love Call of Duty
need to be studied.
No, they need to be imprisoned.
Institutionalized.
They need to be waterboarded. Not to death. Relax.
In like a fun, silly way.
No, like in a lighthearted, like
we're all laughing.
Everybody's joking. My friends joke with me because they know I can handle it way.
No, I'm the strong one. They know.
They make jokes about me.
I laugh.
And we all have fun.
Right, and everyone's laughing.
And it's like, that's just our relationship.
Okay, this next one's from Judith. She said, my ex was always really insecure about his height. He would always tell me that he was 5'10". One time we were out and he told someone that he was 6 feet tall. And then I asked him why he said that if he was 5'10". And he got so mad he didn't talk to me for 3 days.
You're so real for that.
Years later, I realized he was actually 5'8 because he was the same height as my brother and he's 5'8".
You're so real for that.
Why are you saying that?
Why would you say that when you're obviously 5'10"? That's so funny. I'd be doing that on purpose. And maybe you low-key did it on purpose now. Like, subconsciously, maybe you did it on purpose. Good for fucking you. And turns out he's lying about that, too. The fuck? Why would you say that? No, why would you tell him that you're 5'10"? Why would you say that you're 6 feet when you've told me so many times how embarrassed you are that you're 5'10"? It's okay. No, why would you lie?
He said, how tall are you?
Yeah. Well, you said 6 feet and everybody knows that you're 5'10". It's so obvious you're not 6 feet. Saying it in a concerned way is even funnier.
No, honey. He asked you how tall you are.
Yeah. Not how tall I am. He asked how tall you are.
He asked you how tall you actually are, not how tall you want to be.
Yeah. He didn't say, well, I don't know. You just spent so many nights crying to me about being 5'10". I just thought that was confusing. Yeah. I misunderstood.
I was just clarifying.
And I'm like, no, you're right. No, you're right.
Sorry, guys. He's 6 feet tall.
Sorry. He is 6 feet. I'm sorry. I forgot. Sorry.
This next one's from Diana. She said, wrapped and dedicated the entirety of Bedrock, including the Nicki Minaj part in front of the class, unironically.
For any particular reason or just...
Well, it was
he was just feeling it.
They rapped and dedicated it, the whole song to
her. I know, but like, was it like a holiday or did he just pick a random Tuesday and
maybe
stand
this
up?
Is controversial, but I have never liked that song.
I like it for nostalgia, but it wasn't something that I was like, whoa, when it came out.
Wait, turn it on.
Wait,
you know what
on.
I wish we could hear right
no
now?
No way, there's so many people in it. Like, I didn't give a fuck.
It's
like,
too long. I don't like when songs are that
it
long.
It was just, like, iconic for the time because they were all signed to Young Money Records. And yeah. It was, like, they're all up-and-coming. They were all up-and-coming artists at the time. But, like...
It's too much.
Nostalgia, I think it's... But what a... Your ex saying, like... I can make your bed rock with no music. Okay, I guess it's my turn. That part... It's time to put this pussy on your sideburns. Did he say that part too? Did they tell you they were gonna put their pussy on your sideburns?
Also, what is that?
I'm telling you right now, don't ever serenade me. Don't you ever do that to me.
That's why I could never date an artist.
Wait,
like a
this
music
just
artist.
Gave me a crippling flashback.
The backs of my knees just started sweating thinking about
I
that.
Just got a crippling flashback. I need to share this story with you guys. Okay, when we were in high school.
Wait, you've told this story.
Which story?
About the Bruno Mars song?
No, girl.
Oh, it's worse.
It's worse. No, I know it. I know.
Now
that
song. I don't know what story.
If he sang that to me.
Just the way you
if
are.
He did that to me in front of other people, yeah. We would have fought. Like,
you were like, take off your shirt and fight me like a
I'm
man.
Just, I'm running toward, I'm charging him. Like, I'm going
to charge. You're right. It was worse. He sent it to you on MySpace.
I'm going to charge him and act like I'm going to run and jump into his arms, but I swing as hard as fuck when I get up there. Anyways, no. When we were in high school, mm-hmm. There was these chorus, like these people who were in a different... like level of choir, like the Madrigals.
They were called Madrigals.
And they were like the best singers. Like they like if you were really fucking good, you could get into Madrigals.
And we could say it. They were dorks. What? What? They wore matching sweat jackets and I thought they were a bunch of dorks. I don't care. They were having fun. I didn't have issues with them.
There was a lot of cool people in Madrigals.
I thought they were dorks, all of them. Even my friends are in it.
I thought
a bunch of dorks.
I thought the pageantry of it was a little silly, but like, I'm also a hater.
Do I want to come to your choir concert? No, I don't.
Well, I'm never going to do that. Love you, girl. I'm never going to do that. Yeah. But I mean, like, I was just, I think part of me was a hater because I can't sing for shit. Anyways, so the Madrigals were like the group of singers. And then every, do you remember this? During Valentine's Day?
Yeah, they would send singing grams.
Yeah, but the entire week of Valentine's Day, right?
I know, because I always wish that my crush would send me one.
I got one.
Of course you did.
Okay, but...
of course you did.
But stay with me, because I wish I never got one.
Wait, yeah, what song is it? Was it My Funny Valentine?
No. Do you know what song it was?
It was Bedrock.
No, you'll never know. You'll never guess.
I want to guess.
You'll never guess.
I want to guess. I want to guess.
You won't know. It's a. It's not a song you would know, because it's not
from a Broadway play?
Yeah.
Oh. It's Defying Gravity?
No. That would... play? I can't tell you. You won't... let me reveal it.
Okay.
It was literally the song On My Own from Les Miserables. Do you know what that song's about?
Not on... If they did the Frank Sinatra song on... Is that the... What's the name of that
song?
No. Is that the name of that song that that little mouse sings?
No.
It's not called On My Own?
No. That one's called My Way. It's like not even
sorry,
close.
Keep going.
No. It's the song On My Own from Les Miserables.
Is that the one that Anne Hathaway says?
Nope.
I dreamed to dream.
Yeah. No, dude. This fucking song... is sang by fucking Fantine, whatever the fuck the friend-zoned bitch is, whatever her name is. She sings it in the rain. She's singing about being alone. I got that fucking sent to me on Valentine's Day.
Eponine?
Yeah, Eponine. That's her name. You send me a song where she's like crying about how he likes a prettier bitch than her.
Was she in love with Eddie Redmayne?
I don't remember. Oh, okay. And he was in love with Amanda Seyfried or whatever. Seyfried, whatever the fuck. And then he's just like, you're the best friend in the world to her all the time. And then she's dressing like a boy the whole movie. What's going on there?
Lesbian.
No, she's in love with him. Like, hope. And then she dies for him too. Mm. Like, literally dies at the end of the play. Hey.
Empty chairs at
I would have rather have gotten that one
tables.
I would have rather have gotten that song about all my dead homies. I would have rather have gotten that song. And I had to sit there while six people sing a song to me about dying alone.
Who bought that for you?
I don't even remember. I just remember getting it, and I remember being angry sitting and listening to it. Because I was like,
we gotta do the whole thing, huh?
No, and it was long.
Whole thing, huh?
You would think that it would just be like a couple lines. They sang like the whole chorus.
No, girl, just one bridge is good. We don't need the whole thing.
Look up the lyrics to On My Own. I'm going to read some of these lyrics to you because, hey, that's fucking mean. I don't even remember who the fuck sent it to me either. I think my friends did it and they did it, but I can't remember.
On my own, pretending he's beside me, all alone, I walk with him till morning. Oof.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. happy Valentine's Day. One of the options was L-O-V-E by Frank Sinatra. And then they're like, and then here's one for fucking Spencers, in case you want one.
Here you go.
Oh, good. We haven't gotten to sing that song once. I'm glad somebody bought it.
And that's my key, so and I never actually get to sing.
I literally remember they sent it to me, and I was in anatomy. Like my anatomy class.
That's the worst class because that teacher was so sarcastic.
Also, I'm sitting on a bar stool like this. You know what I'm saying? You know, like there's no dignity in sitting on a bar stool.
Why do they do that in science class? My back hurts.
Well, also, like, I'm just sitting on, like, listening to them sing to me about how I'm going to die alone.
Yeah.
Hey. I have a better idea. Don't send me anything. In fact...
That's what I got.
Yeah.
A whole lot of nothing.
Send someone to punch me in the back of the head instead. That would have been a better experience. Also, just to circle back, fucking hate being serenaded.
Yeah.
Hate it. I just can't think of anything more humiliating for me as like
the only time victim. I'd ever want it, and I'm gay, is I would want Justin Bieber to make me his one less lonely girl. That's
even
it.
That.
That's
even
the only that. Time I'd ever want it. That's
it's too, it's too much.
And it has to be him.
It's just so like, there's too much like, I just feel like it's like a, it's like a ping pong, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta hit back. I gotta be like, I can't do it.
You have to give a show. That's how I feel when people sing happy birthday to me.
Yeah, that's always terrible, too.
Because I'm just sitting there going like this.
You're just like this.
How humiliating!
Sitting on another stool.
No.
Fuck.
fucking horrible.
Everyone's filming you. It's awful.
God, I hate that.
Okay, this next one's from Courtney. She said, my ex wasn't a great reader, and in the middle of a game night with my friends, he pronounced the word ladle as loddle. He also got into an argument with me because he thought I was wrong and he was right about the fact that depression isn't a real thing. I'm actually a therapist.
Damn. You know what's funny?
You hung out with someone who made up a word.
I sure fucking did. But also, there's nothing more humiliating for men than when they're like, they're stupid, but they're also like a confident stupid. Like, he literally pronounced the word ladle as loddle, and then in the same night, he's trying to fact check me.
Yeah.
Hey, shut your fucking mouth.
What are we talking about?
You lost all credibility when you said loddle earlier.
Yeah.
So let's not. I've also played board games with people who are like, I'm no longer connected to, but they were like not smart and they were rude on top of that. And they're also a horrible fucking reader.
Yeah.
But they were someone who like, they would read it and read it incorrectly. And they were words that I feel like, generally speaking, we should all be able to say at this point. You know what I mean? Like, it was honestly kind of shocking to see in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And what was even more shocking was that person getting mad when people were like, oh no, it's pronounced this. And they were like, okay. Like, it's my fault.
Sorry. I was just trying to help you.
Yeah, like, literally the person I'm talking about, we were playing Cards Against Humanity. And they were like, I don't even know what the fuck this is. They said that out loud, right? And then someone else at the table looked at it and they were like, because they were like, yeah, what the fuck is UNRWA? And then another person at the table was like, the NRA? You don't know what the NRA is? And then they were like, I don't fucking know. Pissed off. Angry. And I have never forgotten that. That has stayed in my brain forever because I could not believe that someone saw an acronym and was trying to pronounce it as a word. Like, for realsies.
It happens to the best of us.
Like, when I was on Caleb's podcast and I said an IRA.
Why did that make people so mad?
You know, old people called them IRAs. Like, old people literally called them IRAs. Like, and it's IRA. I fucking know what an IRA is. Like, the way that so many people were like, babe, an IRA? They were, like, explaining to me what the fuck that was.
You're 37, aren't you? Yes, yeah. I know it.
Yeah, anyways. That is a big ick to me. Men who can't read well.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We all have our strengths, but reading...
And you don't have to be a fucking philosopher. Just, like, be able to pronounce things generally.
Yeah, no, I
agree. I'm saying, like, and they're not the worst. Like, every time a dude is like that, they think they're the smartest person alive. Yeah,
that's what makes it the
worst. Yeah, like, they literally think they're fucking Matt Damon in that fucking movie where he's the janitor. Yeah, they think they're that guy. They're not. They're not. They're Mark Wahlberg.
the racist version.
They're Mark Wahlberg in real life.
They think that they're like an untapped
genius.
Untapped, like unrecognized, like
yeah.
overlooked
yeah, type
like,
of genius. Yeah. Like, they're like, well, I just couldn't, school just didn't work for me.
The power of my mind.
School was just like, they were just too many barriers. And I'm like, you never went to class, so how would you know?
Yeah. Okay, this next one's from Allie. She said, I caught my high school boyfriend Snapchatting his ex behind my back, asking her for nudes and the whole bit. He had a second account he would use too, so I wouldn't see her show up in his Snapchat best friends list. I even got her to confirm and show me screenshots of his Snapchats before confronting him. When I did, he told me he did it because he didn't know how to handle having such a loving girlfriend like me and a healthy relationship, so he tried to run back to the toxic one that he knew. I believed it, and I dated him for 2 more years.
2 years?
This is all a high school boyfriend. I feel like in high school, we're all a little bit silly. We do a lot of things we're not supposed to be doing.
That is the most gaslight response. Yeah.
Being
ever.
Able to gaslight that effortlessly in high school is pretty nutty.
Like, run. Like, that person is dangerous. The fact that he's coming up with that shit at that
Do
age.
Do not trust
That's like
him.
You walking in on someone having sex with another girl, like, you're a man. And then he's like, it's just like, your pussy's too perfect. And I just can't handle it. So I had to put it in another bitch just to know what it felt like. Like, literally, that's what it is.
That's
like,
crazy.
Also, asking for a nude on Snapchat.
What the hell?
What the hell? What the fuck?
Hey,
what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What if I was like, I bet Glenn Powell does that.
True. Austin Butler for sure asks for nudes on Snapchat. You gonna show me how you squared or what? That wasn't Snapchat. In fact,
hey, we don't talk about that enough.
No.
Hey, bring that back. Hey, chat, go ahead and bring that back. Chat, for me.
Bring back. Are you gonna show me how you squared or what?
And you're walking outside.
He's like in an airport leaving the baggage claim.
You're literally next to a bus stop and you're like saying that.
That's crazy.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yes. Are you going to show me how you squirt or what? And see you guys later. Bye.
He's like, hey. Hey. Hey, guys. Are you going to show me some news?
He's going like this.
He's like, hey, guys.
But he's looking down.
He's like, tits? Question mark.
Oh, we're going to see some
with
tits.
With that black bar on the fucking picture.
What? Like on the tits?
On Snapchat, you know, Snapchat.
Oh, shit, has like black, yeah.
He has the doggy filter on.
It's like he has the flower crown emoji that like washes everyone out.
He's like nudes.
Stupid.
Any man over the age of 25 that's really leaning into Snapchat, run.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't have one anymore. I deleted my. I think when I was 20 in 2017, maybe 2016. I haven't had one in years.
Yeah, I still have it, but I don't use it because it's stupid. I'm too old. That's why. Hey, I'm too old.
Hey, come on. Okay, this next one's kind of a doozy. There's three in here.
Oh god.
This one's from Jasmine. She said there's so many, but I narrowed it down to three.
And this is for the same person, yeah. I assume.
And these are all about her ex-husband. So the first one is, my ex-husband had a really weird obsession with milk, and he kept trying to convince me it was more hydrating than water. He would literally go through 2 to 3 gallons of milk a week because of it. Then he would complain about stomach problems, but refused to believe that it was because of all the milk.
2 to 3 gallons a week?
You must have been, he's the one keeping the dairy industry.
Are you a baby calf? Why are you suckling so much?
Wait, there's more.
Oh God.
So the second one is, this one's crazy to follow this up with that one. I would have to convince him to brush his teeth in the morning. He truly believed that you didn't have to and that morning breath wasn't a thing. Can you imagine dating a man or marrying a man who drinks 2 to 3 gallons of milk a week and he only brushes his teeth at night?
Ninja creamy ass mouth.
You have a ninja creamy ass mouth is crazy, bro. Okay. Lastly, and probably the worst... He didn't like using tissues when it came to wiping his nose, so he constantly had boogers and snot on his pants because of him wiping his nose with his hand and then putting it on his jeans. I stayed through all that, and he cheated. LMAO. But I've worked on myself, and I know my worth now, and I'm gay. Woo!
Period. I was going to say,
nothing like a big sicko like that makes you realize you're gay.
Oh,
faster.
Yeah. I hate all of you. First of all, happy for you. I'm so glad you're not with that person anymore. Second of all, that right there is exactly why I tell you, if they step a fucking toe out of line, get the fuck out of my face. Because the grossest, most disgusting, ugliest dudes alive will still cheat.
Yeah.
So, hey, yeah, no, go fuck yourself. Like, I'm not gonna be with a fuggo who's also a terrible person. Like, we're not doing that. Absolutely fucking not. That's why I said, as soon as you see something you don't fucking like, You either call it out and fix it or you leave. Like, immediately. Don't waste time. Don't waste any more time. I'm glad you realized that and you're not wasting any more time. The fucking morning breath thing, like, morning breath is easily when your breath smells the worst, too. Yeah. Like, it is not at night when you brush your teeth at
especially
night.
I was like, especially because most men are mouth breathers. So I know when you get up, it stinks. It reeks. I know that mouth then, reeks. Yeah. I know it's kicking crap.
That's what I said, ninja creamy ass mouth. Like his.
I just know it.
Dude, you know, like when you crack open a Hershey's bar, like that's probably
that what asshole. You have mini M&Ms. You open that little tube. Yeah. It just smells like ass. I know your mouth smells
like ass. Smells like ass. That's our new thing.
That's your new thing?
You just said it twice. You and I have both been saying it. You didn't say it, but you were engaging
that
it.
And then the girl eating the skinny cows, the skinny
oh she was like,
oh Lord, I gotta go again.
She's like, as vanilla has gone wild in my stomach.
Dude,
I put that fucking I literally saved that TikTok, but I put it in my story because it literally, I was laughing so hard that tears were going down my fucking face, bro. I was laughing so hard at that. Vanilla has gone wild in my stomach. Holy fuck, dude. I cannot imagine someone just absolutely necking that much milk and then not brushing their teeth. Like, what the fuck? Like, you are torturing me. You're torturing me.
I haven't had real milk. Like, those gal. I haven't had that.
I'd rather you cheat on me than do that do shit.
He did all of that and he
said,
cheated.
I know what I'm saying. And he said, por que no los dos? You know. Like, well, I could do both.
He's all claro que sí. Por que no los dos?
I could do both easily.
I could do both.
I could easily do both.
Drinking that much milk, not brushing your teeth. And then wiping your
booger pants. You got boogie pants.
Moco pants.
You got boogie
you
pants.
You got mocos on your pants. And then you're like, hey, I
like
think
a little
we
kid.
Need more milk.
You know, it's like a little kid.
Yeah.
For real. He's like, anyways, we ran out of milk, by the way. Ew.
How much milk do you have to drink 2 to 3 gallons a week?
That's what I said. He's suckling all day on that fucking tea.
Sucking back.
He's like, how old is he? 300 months.
Like, why 360 months.
Why are you drinking that much fucking milk? You're disgusting.
As a grown man?
You're disgusting. And why don't you put it, you should have put it in one of those big ass bottles and fed it to him like a fucking baby cow. Since you want to drink milk so fucking bad.
You want to be a big fucking baby.
You want to be a little fucking calf. Here. That's insane. Those comically large ones.
Yeah. Like a costume.
And he'd probably eat it.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
You would.
Fucking gross.
Little milk ass.
God, I'm so ninja creamy ass.
Milk ass. You know his poop is fire. There's no way you drink that much milk and you don't have actual magma coming out of your butthole. Yeah. There's no way. And
like
then
Squid,
you know,
when he was having stomach problems.
Yeah.
And his poop was like shooting out of him like a flare gun. Like, yeah. It was like against the fucking launching him forward. That's how he
like
was
up the toilet seat.
I told you it's like those jetpacks in the sea.
It's levitating above
yeah,
the
he's
seat.
Like, dude.
It's just shit coming out.
And he cheated on me. Girl,
you know too, he doesn't wash his ass good. There's no way.
Well, obviously
there's
not.
A lot of those in here. I would, if I were to pick one we got majority of besides cheating and being a loser, it's that they don't wash their ass. What
or
is
brush
that
their teeth. Or like brush there's teeth, so yeah. Much teeth. What is going on? We have strayed so far from the light.
What's happening,
dude? And it's 99% men.
Yeah.
Like, the submissions are about male partners.
You know, at the end of our episode last week, we said, like, I'm like, what man do you think, like, doesn't brush his teeth or his ass stinks?
Yeah.
The famous man. Someone said Chris Pratt. What a great addition.
Yeah, and I bet you his sweat smells like sponge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, old moldy sponge from under the sink.
Yeah, yeah. You know, white guys built like him, they tend to smell like that when they stink. And then they're like, oh, I'm just going to change my shirt. Once you change... fucking underwear after you change some bars of soap.
Why don't we get in the shower and change your body's pH? Because it stinks.
Why don't we change that stench? Let's go ahead and change that up. How about that? I'm just gonna change my shirt. Oh no. Change out those wash gloves. How about do that? And get in the fucking shower.
What do they have against being clean?
Dude,
what do they have against it?
I don't know. Maybe they think they can clean themselves like a cat. Like there's
oh no, he keeps himself pretty clean. That baby? Put him in the bath. Put him in the bath.
I'm talking about your 30-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah. Your ex-husband who
I
has locals on his jeans.
Sometimes I think too, like, and this is also a testament to like what I always talk about, which is like women are just constantly making excuses because they're being good, they're trying to be good people.
Yeah.
And you're trying to be nice,
have the benefit of the doubt, like,
well, you're trying to be kind and you're trying not to hurt people's feelings, which I don't think is ever a bad thing, but I do think at some point we got to get real with each other. So if you start
stinking ass. Stinking ass.
Stinking ass.
Stinking ass.
Do y'all remember that trend when they put the little kids in the bathroom and they're like, you can say whatever you want?
Yeah.
Dason literally, she kept, well, first, she kept saying this.
See, this happens all the time.
And this is one of those things where I go, is that from something or are you just saying it?
What was the one I kept saying?
It was for Christmas. It was that one.
It might be the perfect gift for Christmas. Just saying.
She said that like 5 times when we were Christmas shopping. And the fifth time I was like, is that like from something or are you like trying
to? You laughed every time I said it. So that's why I thought you knew what it was fucking from.
I thought you were just being silly. But then I got to a point where I was like, I feel like you got that.
When Brett was like, do you have like a fucking problem or something? What's going on?
No, I get it. You're funny. But like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyways, that Dason kept going, stinking ass. She kept saying that, and then I asked her, is that from something? And she's like, oh, it's from that TikTok I sent you. It was her favorite version of that trend, and it was just a little girl.
No, it was, oh, the stinking ass.
Yeah, and it was just, that's the only thing she said.
She's like putting her head like this close to the mirror, and she's going, stinking ass. Stinking ass. And her mom's like, are you done? She goes, almost. Stinking ass.
So if your man's like, stinking ass, right? If that's happening, you have every right to be like, hey, you stink. Get in the shower.
Hey, I'm bored. Let's go take a shower.
I'm so bored. Let's go brush our teeth
and
together.
Then after that, let's go brush our teeth because I'm so bored.
Do you have a piece of gum for you?
You guys, did you guys grow up watching Kev Jumba, like Ryan Higa, J.R. Aquino?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think only Brown Girlies did, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But what there was like
Kev Jumba did a compilation video, yeah. And it was like the worst boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then he was saying all these awful things just in passing.
Yeah.
But one of them was like, do you have a piece of gum for yourself?
We still quote it fucking like 15 years
do
later.
Do you have a piece of gum for yourself? Like the way he says it is so fucking funny. We still say that to this day.
We still say it. Okay.
Anyways, yeah.
We have one more we're going to end this on.
Okay.
Do you want to do a part 3 to this?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do one more. This one's from Stephanie, and she said, after we were intimate, he asked me to slow dance to the song I'll Be in his bedroom, and he sang it to me, and he didn't even have a good voice.
Were you naked? Probably. He's like, no.
I'll be... You're running.
That's the song?
That's the only all these songs.
From Cinderella Story?
Yeah. He starts calling you a Princeton girl.
818. Isn't she's Nomad or whatever the fuck?
He's Nomad.
Oh, there's a string quartet in the room all of a sudden.
I'll be.
And then your nerdy friend comes out and cockblocks you.
He says, we gotta go home. It's almost midnight.
Crashes the car, makes it my problem.
And then your stepmom's really mean to you.
I'm wearing a wedding gown under my t-shirt and blue Yankees hat.
Yeah.
Because I'm blending in.
With my high top pink Converse. She was such a slay for that, though.
That movie, I ate that movie.
I know.
Movie
it's still good.
Up.
Even when you watch it now. Even though she's a huge pick me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure she is.
Like, how many cool girls that in your high school did you know who would go out and just start hitting some baseballs around?
Baseballs. Baseball Americano. Baseball is American.
How many girls did you know that hit baseballs
only
during
the
their
cool
lunch
ones.
Breaks?
Only the cool
and
ones.
And they have a white friend who really wants to be an actor, but he gives off insane gay vibes, but he's straight.
But his very first character is something really offensive and he's wearing a durag?
Yeah.
Didn't happen to me a lot. I'll say that.
When your crush's dad owns a car wash. It's like not relatable at all. Is know that.
She's like, they're like, diner girl. Remember that?
Yeah, we saw that before.
Hey, diner girl.
The whole thing they're making fun of her for is because she has a job.
Because she's getting work experience and making money.
Yeah.
Diner girl.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You say, you know his friend.
Well, yeah, that friend.
Yeah.
He's a big predator in that movie. Like when I rewatch it, I'm like, predator also looks 30.
Yep. What's going on?
They all look 30 to be fair, except Hillary Duff. Like she's the only one who looks like she's in high school because she was 16.
Yeah, and they were all 23.
Chad Michael Murray was in his 20s, made out with her at the end. Hey, I love when she like gets her confidence though
and she walks through the boys' locker room.
Yeah, because waiting for you is like waiting for rain in this drought, useless and disappointing. She walks away.
Ate him up.
And she has one finger, one thumb in the pocket. You know those little little low-rise baby fat jeans, and the pocket was 2 centimeters long.
That's why she can only put one thumb in there.
One thumb in there, and then she's like, and she walks away sashaying her hips.
Yeah.
Because her little like...
tasteful amount of midriff is
out. Yeah, her little midriff's out.
Yeah.
Got a little camisole on.
If you didn't walk around, especially after I watched Mean Girls, if you didn't walk around your elementary school playground with just your thumbs in the backs of your jeans like Lindsay Lohan did,
Mean Girls. Telling you.
Were you really that bitch? You weren't.
No. Clearly.
But I'm doing it in like tan, like khaki pants because I had to wear a uniform in school.
And I have a polo on.
And the way the shape of the pants makes me look like I have a fupa. I'm in the fourth grade.
And maybe I did have one. And then what?
And what?
And then what happens? There was one more point I was going to make.
Go ahead. You're fine.
Oh, I was going to say her little monologue at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
When we had to do the monologues when I was in drama my freshman year, the solo monologue.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm not kidding. 7 girls in my class submitted that monologue. And then my teacher was like, you can't all do the same one. And then she just let the very first girl who submitted it, she let her do it and her do it by herself. But I remember she was a German exchange student. So like she had a really heavy German accent.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she did the monologue too. And like sometimes when I hear it now, I picture it with a German accent because that's how I remember her getting
it. Was it good though? Did she kill it?
No, but it's okay. I killed it. If anyone was curious.
I did too.
Okay, fine. I'll talk about mine. Yeah.
I got 98 out of 100 points.
Actually, so did I. She told me the only thing I needed to work on was blocking. Like, I needed to move more.
Me too.
But in my monologue, she's sitting the whole time. So that's why I did, like, I walked around. I paced, like, once or twice, and I sat down. That actually reminds me. You know the movie Fences with Viola Davis?
Yeah.
So when I was in college and I took drama, our last assignment was a monologue. That
movie's really sad, but I did really like it.
It's super sad. But my last... You know it's based off a play?
Yeah. That's why they don't leave the house.
Yeah. My last monologue or my last assignment for the semester at the end of the year was a monologue, and it had to be a sad or dramatic one. And I picked that monologue, the one that she does.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I've been standing with you. That one. And I did that monologue, and my teacher told me, like, wrote on my notes. He gave me, like, a 98. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking blocking. Like, he told me I needed to move more. But she doesn't move. Mm-hmm. Like, but I guess it's just, like, a physical thing. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So that's me being a Virgo and grade grubbing. Anyways,
if you grade grub one more time, I will send you back to the third grade.
back to your seat now.
I asked, can I do a monologue from School of Rock?
He's like, Motorhead.
oh God.
I did that monologue, and I made my teacher cry, and my teacher wrote, "I really feel like you should pursue acting," on my notes.
And so if you're casting for Moana and you're watching this.
So anyways, all that being said, clearly I'm a generational talent. And two of my drama team, the only 2 drama classes I took. Anyways.
Wait, that just brought back a flashback memory. So I took an acting class when I was in college. I took one.
Me too.
And I wanted to do an acting minor. My mom was like, nah, dude, you got to get out of there in 4 years. So I was like, you're right.
Yeah. That's why I didn't take any more drama, because I had 2 majors, so I just didn't have room in my schedule.
You know, I didn't do 2 majors.
I'm telling you why I didn't.
I know. Yeah. No one asked. But anyways, I remember we did this exercise where we all had to take turns walking into the room and sitting down, doing the exact same thing. And we all had to take notes on how we walk and sit and whatever. And then she gave us each, so we had to take notes on, there's like 12 kids. We all had to take notes on each person that walked in. Then she wrote all of our names on pieces of paper and threw it in a bowl. And then we each had to pick one. And then we had to go home and practice how we watched that person walk in. Then we had to walk in one by one. Everyone had to guess who you were. This is like one of our assignments. And I'll never forget when I watched the kid do mine. I was humiliated.
What did he do?
He walked. I don't walk with my feet out. He was acting like I walk like that. He also was taller than me.
He walked like cartoon ass walk.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. With his feet ahead of him. And he sat down. And I was thinking, because I was counting how many kids had already gone. We were guessing. I'm like, it's between me and this other kid. And there's no way that's him. That has to be me.
He gave you a fucking pigeon toe.
Yeah. And it was humiliating.
It was humiliating.
I was humiliated. I was like, oh. Oh.
And what was... Was that the only identifier that you noticed?
No, everyone kept guessing. And then finally someone's like, oh, is it supposed to be Dayson? He was like, yes. And then I was like,
but what else did he do, anything else? Or was that the only, did you kind of black out after you saw that? Because
you had to go out of the room and walk in.
No, I know.
So you had to pay attention to how they opened the door. I just remember how he walked from the door to the chair, which was probably like 5-6 feet. And I was humiliated. Because when he's walking, I go, I know that's not me.
What if he sat there and he's like,
like he's just when he's walking,
yeah, he's just making shit up. He comes in, he has like a fat suit on, and you're like,
that's what I felt. The way he was sitting, I was all, I don't sit like that.
If someone was copying me, he comes in and he has like a dip brow on, and I'm like,
oh,
I didn't know we were doing costumes.
Dip brow and a gold highlighter. Oh,
oh, oh, no lip liner, no lip gloss. Oh, oh, okay,
a berry lip,
a berry lip. Yeah, no liner. So my mouth looks this big. I have like geisha lips, bro.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Wait, this is the last thing we'll talk about. Drew did her stand-up set at Caleb's show.
I sure did.
She did so good. We met one of you there, and it was such a fun show overall. Brittany and Taylor. It was such a fun night. Our whole family went. But the funniest part, well, besides Caleb and Drew, and Andy DeRusso was also amazing.
Yeah, totally.
Chris Fleming was a secret opener.
Oh, yeah. Chris Fleming is.
I was laughing so hard, I started sweating.
Caleb, obviously, we gas Caleb so
he's
often.
He's so funny.
Because he is just an unbelievable talent. Yeah. And Chris Fleming is up there with that. Yeah. Like, Chris Fleming is so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, holy fuck, dude. We were laughing so
loud. I've never seen him do stand-up. I was dying. I've only seen clips on, like, TikTok.
Yeah, same. I had never seen it in its entirety.
He's like, very much physical comedy, but it was so fucking funny.
God, I love a silly joke. Yeah. Like, something so fucking silly. I love shit like that. Like, it's silly, but you understand. And, like, that's why it makes it so funny. Oh,
I was dying.
So funny. Highly recommend. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Drew killed it. Drew did a great job. Caleb did a great job.
Thank you.
Annie DeRusso did a great job.
Yeah, it was a blast, and I was honored. And I'm so glad that Caleb invited me and that I got to do it at the Largo. How fucking iconic.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was really fun.
Very, very cool. Very fun. Loved. Had a blast. It was very
10
cool.
out of 10, for sure. But anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, you can stream other episodes everywhere you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is on our YouTube channel.
Woohoo!
Other than that, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!